Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Well, welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Wednesday, the 27th of April, 2016. I am Steve. We got Colin in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Carl?
Yeah, not too bad. Slightly gutted, but not too bad.
All right. Okay. Talk us through it. Why are you slightly gutted, but not too bad?
I think everybody knows why we're all probably slightly gutted. Just, you know, I think it was the game that we thought, you know, we'd keep the pressure on Leicester, but
yeah.
But again, the reason we're not too bad is, and we'll go through it, we've got to remember where we are and what a season, you know, we've actually had. And that was my thing. I got it for about an hour, and then I started to think of things and started to play things over in my mind and you know, sort of came around. Still woke up on Tuesday morning a bit devastated, first thing I thought about. But, you know, look, it's not all bad, and we're way, way ahead of where we all expected. I think, I don't know if you ever got a chance to look back what our predictions were at the start of the season, but I think we maybe said 7th or something, maybe 6th.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we've got to take that into consideration where we are today, you know, sitting in 2nd place, still not over for 2nd place. And here, league's still not over as well, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, mathematically, you know, not over. I was looking funny, people are putting up all the Liverpool stuff at the minute and where they were with 3 games to go,
you know,
at the top of the league. So, but the chances are slim now, Steve, after Monday night's result. The big thing about Monday was that was the game to put the pressure really on Leicester.
Yeah.
For them going into the Man United game. And I think that's where we're all sort of disappointed, because they were going in if they lost to United, and we had Chelsea coming up. You know, if we beat Chelsea, it was going down to 2 points. And that's the difference, where, you know, if they lose this Sunday and we beat Chelsea, it's down to 4.
Yeah.
Still an opportunity, and they still put a bit of pressure on them. There's still 2 tough games to go, but I think by the reaction of the players at the end of the game and things, I think it just sort of knocked the stuffing out of us. But hopefully Potts will get them up and going again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, you look at the game, and we didn't play that well, did we? We were all right in the first half. But it was very stop-start, wasn't it? I thought at times we looked like AVB side, you know, keeping the ball, sort of passing it around, you know, possession football, not having any, you know, sort of quick fire passing and getting it through, and the fullbacks weren't really pressing on. And then all of a sudden, for about 5 minutes, we'd be playing fantastic football and one touch stuff, and the fullbacks were bombing on. And the same sort of happened in the second half. You know, West Brom was so much better in the second half, but we were still doing, you know, when we had the ball, at times it was, you know, Walker in particular, who's been magnificent for us, you know, going forward and being that out-and-out winger, if you like. And at times, you know, he got the ball and he passed it straight back. You know, there were times in the game, Carl, I don't know if you remember this, we had a corner at one point. And within 2 passes, it was back to Lloris with the corner. You know, and you just think, wow, how does that happen? How do you go from a corner within 2 passes? It's all the way back to Lloris. Not like because we were pressured or anything. It was just for some strange reason, we didn't hook the ball into the box and go for that second goal. It was all a little bit, we've got this game won, don't you think? And then we were shell shocked when West Brom actually came out in the second half and came at us. It was like, well, what's this? A team actually, you know, being physical and going for us. We didn't really know what to do.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I wouldn't say that we thought with the game won. I sort of felt in that first half, you know, we started off brilliantly the first 10, 15 minutes, and it came 9 times out of 10. He would have buried that. And of course, the old Spurs thing of, you know, the standing goalkeeper comes in and has a bit of a wonder night, you know, some really good saves from him. But I sort of felt, Steve, and I don't know if you felt this way, I just thought there was a really strange atmosphere on the night. The crowd seemed quiet. You know, they showed pictures of the crowd and people, you know, with their hands on their head. And I think just there was a whole tension about the night. And I think possibly it just got to us. And I don't know, did you notice that the crowd has been brilliant this year? And like I've just watched, I'm sure you have as well, the Champions League game with Atletico Madrid. That crowd never stopped for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
It was unreal, the atmosphere in that place. And even if you give Leicester their credit, even though I hate those stupid rattle things that they all have in their hands, that actually would do my head in if I was sitting in that stadium. But it creates an unreal atmosphere for them, and it seems to be spurring that team on. And I just sort of felt on the night there was just nothing happening, and the crowd just didn't really get them going.
Yeah.
And yeah, if we'd have got that second goal, I think it was game over. I think we actually maybe would have won 3 or 4.
Possibly. Right,
like a couple of chances hit the post. But there was just an eerie feeling, Steve, and I just got that sinking feeling before even West Brom scored it. It was reminded me, like you say, of the AVB days, you know, where you just knew these bottom side teams always seem to be able to hold out against us on it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we go to some questions as we go through, you know, talking about it, we got Lily Whitehall. Everyone saying there will be around four years to come. Will we really, or have we missed a big opportunity? What do you reckon, Cole? Is this just the start of things? I mean, you know, obviously we've been building and fourth and fifth and fourth and fifth and, you know, we've been around it, and then this season we've pushed on when we really didn't think we would. You know, we thought it was another, certainly not in fourth, Cole. You know, we thought another maybe a Wembley appearance and a fifth or sixth. But we haven't. We've actually pushed on and done really, really well. Are we looking at, let's say, over the next 4 years, are we looking at top four finishes, or are we looking in fifth and sixth, or are we going to slip back? What do you reckon?
It could be a mix of all of them. I reckon, you know, we have to now be that team that's in that top four consistently. Yeah. Now, the problem is, you know, we know Chelsea are going to spend, you know, this is the frustrating thing. If you look at Chelsea and City, they're only there for the reason of the money that they have and who they can now buy and the managers that they can bring in. They, you know, they're going to strengthen. Liverpool under Klopp are definitely going to spend a lot of money. I think he's been quite wise where he didn't go and blow any of his money in the January transfer window. And you can see, and look, Liverpool at the end of the day are a massive club, and they will attract players, Champions League football or no Champions League football. And United, I don't know what's going to happen with United. They don't seem to worry me too much at the minute.
Yeah.
And Arsenal will obviously try and strengthen. Hopefully Mr. Wenger will stay and they'll just do their usual thing.
Yeah.
But they could quite easily drop out of the top four at the minute as well. But I have a feeling that we are on something. You know, the main thing is like Jamie Carragher and these guys are saying that we keep the squad, we keep the players, and we keep the manager.
Mm.
But I honestly, I've had a couple of people ask me, I honestly can't see any of those players wanting to leave, or the manager. Why would he want to leave?
Yeah.
You know, we've got a fantastic training ground facilities. We've got an unbelievable stadium being built. And we've got such a fantastic young squad. And I seen a tweet or someone mentioned that it's as good a young squad they've seen since the early Fergie days.
Mm.
And you know, it was a great point. And I do believe that this team will get stronger. And there's probably a few more questions. We need a couple of additions, obviously. I think a wee bit of experience maybe into the team.
Yeah.
I'm quite confident, Steve, we'll be up there each year now. It is a massive opportunity missed. You know, no doubt about it. But look, it's one of those freak years, Leicester City, you know, and can't take it away from them. I particularly don't really enjoy watching them.
Mm.
But they've been the most consistent there and steady. And hats off to them if they eventually do it.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about the players that make up our first 11, who's really going to come in and spend fortunes on them, apart from maybe Harry Kane? You know, because we wouldn't sell for any less than, you know, 30, 40 million, most of those players, would we?
Yeah.
You know, when you think about, you know, the fullbacks, how much would you sell Danny Rose or Kyle Walker for? You know, they're in the prime of their career. And let's say a Man City come in and say, you know, we want 20 million for Danny Rose. No, you're not having him for 20 million. You know, 30 yeah. million, 40 million. Well, you know, that's a lot of money. And that's what it would cost for him to go. And the same with Kyle Walker. Older world, definitely no less than 50 million for him.
Yeah.
You know, Vertonghen, 40, 30 million, whatever. Lloris, you know, you're looking at a fortune for him as well. And, you know, the only one that, and as I said, I don't think other teams would particularly pay that sort of money and what Lever would demand. And do those players, will they want to go to these other sides? There's no point going to Chelsea. They're not going to be in Champions League. There's no point going to Liverpool. They're not going to be in Champions League unless they win the Europa. Man United, you know, you never know. You know, if Mourinho goes there, are you going to get in the side? What's he like to work for when they know that Poch is terrific to work for? So, yeah, I think we'll keep the squad for another year. Yeah, it'd be crazy for Dele Alli to go on. You know, the people talk about Real Madrid coming in for him. You know, 20-year-old going to Real Madrid after 1 year in the Premier League, you know, whoever, unless he's got a crazy agent who's complete into money bags, he won't go. You know, Harry Kane up front. You know, what sort of money would it take for Levy to go? Yeah, okay, you can have him for that. No less than Gareth Bale, So let's say
50 plus anyhow.
What? I don't think 50. I think 80. Gareth Bale was 80. I think he'd say that guy is worth at least what Gareth Bale is. You know, in terms of contribution, you know, goals and what have you, guaranteed goals. So you know, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, whatever, come in for him, £80 million. But then you got Harry Kane, who might say, actually, I don't fancy going there yet. I need a couple more years at Spurs. And that's, you know, you can see him saying that. Whereas Gareth Bale, you know, had, you know, you saw the pictures of him in a Real Madrid kit as a kid. You know, that was his dream. So, you know, I think we'll keep this squad together at least one more year.
Yeah,
and, definitely. You know, and my prediction would be if that happens and perhaps we add a couple of extra players in, that we would actually hit the ground running next season.
Yeah, definitely.
But barring injuries, you know, hopefully none in the Europa, in the Euros, that we actually hit the ground running and we do really well to start off with. So, I think we're a team that can definitely continue as we are. But you know, there's bombshells, isn't there, Cole? We had this conversation what 3 or 4 years ago when we had Harry Redknapp and we were talking about coming fourth and Chelsea went and won the Champions League, and we were saying, you know, don't worry, we'll be all right. You know, Harry will buy the right players like he had done, and then all of a sudden he was sacked, and we were back to square one. You're thinking, right, well, where do we go from here? So, you know, Pochettino might go to PSG in the summer, and that, you know, again, you know, you're back to square one again. So, as long as we can keep, you know, who we've got, we'll be all right. Peter Hines. Who would you sign next season for the Champions League, Carl?
It's a tough one. It really is. And to be honest with you, I haven't really thought about it that much. I think the obvious thing is, and we're still saying it down the line, we need another striker. I think we need an experienced striker. Do you know who I would love to get?
Go on.
And I think it'd be fantastic for us. Ibrahimovic. Now, I know that he'd obviously be big money, and his wage demands would probably be out of our limit at the minute.
But do you know what you do, Cole, with the wages? You say, listen, you know, you are a player that has done it everywhere. You are a player that would come to Spurs, and you would generate so much interest, so much, you know, shirt sales, ticket sales, hospitality boxes, if that's what's going on. You know, he's box office. He's a huge, huge, mega footballing star. And if any players turn around and go, why is he getting so much money? Well, you go, well, look at his career. You know. And by the way, in 10 years' time, if you do what he's done in his career, then you will be on the set, you know. Use it as that sort of way. Because you know who I was thinking of, Cole, was watching Bayern Munich tonight. And he came on, he didn't play very well. But I thought, someone like Frank Ribery would come in, who, you know, is at Bayern Munich. He's had a good few seasons there. He's had a load of seasons. He's coming to the end of his career. And he might be thinking, you know what? I've never played in the Premier League. You know, he's not going to go to Leicester. He won't want to do that. Again, we talk about all these other sides. We don't know if they're in the Champions League or not. Will he want to go to Arsenal? Where Wenger, is he in? Is he out? It's toxic there at the moment. Whereas Spurs are buzzing, and you go to him, look, come to Spurs. What are your wages? 100 and whatever grand. And again, you sell it to the other players and the fans by saying, this is a world football star coming to play for us. So, yes, we're going to break our contract, our wage barrier, because this guy is a superstar. Go on, Carl.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's another good call. I think it has to be in the lines of those kind of players, because like the Berahino, for example, I think we've way bypassed the likes of a Berahino. You know, we have to now be looking at where we are in the league. Mm. And I don't want to sound big-headed or to be thinking that we're the be-all and the end-all, but, you know, it has to be bigger than him. You know, so
I thought Rondon was a handful.
He's a handful, but again, you know, we need in, in my opinion, an experienced centre-forward. Ibrahimovic is my number one target. That's who it would be. But there has to be, I just can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but there has to be other players in the round that sort of elk that are out there that would love to come to the Premier League. And also would know that they're maybe not going to play week in, week out, you know, because obviously of Kane and things like that. Ribery's a good call. There's Aaron Robin. I don't know what's happened to him, but probably wouldn't want him because of the Chelsea end of things. But again, he's another good call of an experienced player right there. Can't really just think of a load. I loved your man tonight, Fidel, but I think there's big rumours he's going to Chelsea. Mm. So as you know, that enforcer centre midfielder, you know, I like the look of him. But really,
go to Chelsea though. What's going there?
Money, Steve. You know that this is the problem. This is the problem.
But he's not going to play Champions League.
Yeah, true.
So,
this is where we have to wait and see. I think the hardest thing is now at the minute, who would you actually drop out of the team?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you know?
I mean, you know, just moving on to other questions. If talking of dropping, because I don't think you would drop anyone.
No,
apart from the two. You know, if you've got Ali, you know, Eriksen and Lamella. Well, Eriksen in the last few weeks has been fantastic, and Lamella's been brilliant as well. But those two are possibly players you would switch around. Or, you know, just having a little bit more on the bench, because we surely can't. You know, we've had a couple of good seasons with injuries, Cole. And I don't think we can have another one like this. I mean, we're going to get some, you know, ins and outs, surely.
Yeah.
We do need a bit of backup, especially in that, you know, that those top areas. Anthony Silva, why do we struggle against the weaker teams?
I know we've said it for years, but to be fair, we actually haven't this year.
No, not been too bad, have we?
You know, it hasn't been too bad, but I think in hindsight, and you look at it, who was the worst team we could have had at this stage of the season? It was West Brom with Tony Pulis.
Yes.
Now, I listened to Radio 5 Live and Talk Sport last week. After Arsenal beat them, and the West Brom fans phoning in, and you know, guys that just aren't going to watch them anymore. You know, this is season ticket holders at West Brom, and said, look, I know we're not going to be up fighting for anything, but they're going to be interested. You know, we're spending hard money to go and watch, and he said it's the worst football they've ever seen at West Brom.
They don't like Tony Pulis, do
they? No, they don't. They don't. So, you know, West Brom were the worst team, but I think it's harsh to say, why do we struggle against these weaker teams? Because this year we haven't. You know, we've taken really all these teams apart. But West Brom was probably, you know, you'd have been better having, do you know what? You'd probably been better having an Everton coming.
Yeah.
There on Monday night, you know, which is always a tough game for us, but that probably would have been a better match.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a tough one.
Bring this up later, but what do you...
Sorry, Steve, just thinking there. A point that I've brought up over the last few seasons as well, I think another reason these smaller teams at Whitehall Lane, who obviously sit deep with 11 men, I've said it before about the pitch being small at Whitehall Lane.
Yeah.
You watch West Brom at the Emirates, the pitch looks massive.
Yeah.
Seems to be loads of area. And we're such a tight, compact ground. I think there's less space for us. So this new stadium, get it a wee bit wider.
Blaming it on the pitch, I don't know.
Blame it on the pitch, yeah.
Pulis last week said that he didn't really prepare well enough for Arsenal. He sort of shrugged his shoulders and he went, you know what, these Thursday night games, I've never really played one before. I don't think we were that prepared, really. And we didn't really turn up against Arsenal, to be honest with you. You know, he sort of shrugged his shoulders. We didn't really turn up. And we weren't really that well prepared. So we've got Tottenham coming up and we're going to really, really prepare for that. And we're really, really going to, you know, make sure that we're ready for it and see what we're made of. And, you know, I'm looking for a response and all that sort of stuff. You know, isn't that a bit out of order? You know, to go to Arsenal and not prepare properly and use all those excuses with a shrug of the shoulders and then say, right, you know, but we'll fix it at Tottenham. You know, thanks. Cheers for that. You know, you're talking about, you know, timing of these things. Whereas the Swansea manager just before the Leicester game said, we're in a no-lose situation. You know, we're away at Leicester. You know, we're in a no-lose situation. You know, again, shrug of the shoulders doesn't really matter. So, like you say, Cole, if we play Swansea with a manager going, we're in a no-lose situation, well, yeah, there is a no-lose situation if you lose. But they obviously not bothered. Whereas West Brom have just come off of a hiding where they didn't prepare properly. And so they prepared really, really, really well for us. And there you go. You know, it's excuses because we still should have beat them. But, you know, it goes to show, you know, when we played West Ham, they put, you know, 1,000,000% in, more than they ever have done any other game. You know, you saw what happens. So it is about timing, Cole, a lot of these games. And we've been lucky, actually, with playing these teams at the right times. So, you know, give and take a little bit here and there. But at the end of the day, Cole, you can't win them all. Well, you can't win them all. And, you know, we're still, you know, a draw at home. Hit the post twice, hit the bar. You know, it's not as if we got overrun, but, you know, it's just we wish we could have done a bit better. What you got, Cole? Anything else?
Yeah, no, I think the other point with Pulis and even the Swansea manager, I think, you know, Pulis certainly came out before the game. I don't know whether it's the day before or on the morning of the game to say that he wanted Leicester City to win the league. You know, so...
Yeah, Cesc Fabregas said that as well.
Yeah, I mean, Fabregas. Why have a Premier League player on that Monday night football against Stoke?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just absolutely crazy to have this.
Yeah.
You know, but... And Hazard obviously came out and said it as well. But I think those guys are trying to make up with the Chelsea fans more so than anything. But, no, you know, these things happen and, you know, everybody's in this... In this land of Leicester City and the Minnows and its history, and nobody will ever do it again. You know, just anybody that said it to me, oh, guys coming into my shop going, look, mate, I know you're a big Spurs fan, but, oh, you know, I really would love Leicester to do it. And I'm going, but why? I'm going, it's been 51 years since we've done it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, or whatever many years it is, sorry, and 41. And, you know, giving a stick and whatever it is.
Yeah,
and I said, look, I've had stick. I've never known Spurs to be up there all my life. You know, so why not, you know, fantasize about, oh, look at all these Spurs boys that we know. You know, many Leicester fans, do you know?
Yeah. Do you know what it's like,
Cole?
Do you know what it's like, Cole? It's like being at school, right, and you're not selected for the football team, but you try your best, but everyone else is a little bit better than you. Okay, and for years and years, 5 or 6 years, you really, really try and you can't quite get into that team. And then you get into like the last year of school and a couple of guys drop out. Okay, so you've got a chance and you've tried really, really hard all these years. And all of a sudden, because of other people, all the other better players have dropped out, they've found different things that, you know, whatever they've done, they've found different things. But all of a sudden, just as you're like looking up at the team sheet to see your name on it, that fat kid who has done nothing all his school life, been absolutely useless, not even been anywhere near it, has all of a sudden spent the summer, lost a load of weight, and has gone on training ground, and is all of a sudden, you know, a pretty good player. And so the manager goes, oh, I'll tell you what, we won't pick that kid who's been trying all these years and all of a sudden he's got a bit of chance. We'll go for the fat kid because, oh, hasn't he done well? Well done, the fat kid who's just lost a little bit of weight and he's... Well, I'd prefer to see him in. And we're like, well, wait there, what about us? We've been trying for all these years, and all of a sudden, you now want this other team to win it. What? Yeah. What?
Very good, Steve.
There you go.
That actually, first I've laughed all day.
Pretty much sums it up. What do you want?
Why it
do
it does sum it up.
Why do they want Leicester to win it? Because I thought they were telling us that we weren't a big club for all these years.
That's
and
it.
Now they're saying we want Leicester to win because we don't want the big clubs to win it. But wait there, what about Tottenham?
Yeah.
I thought you said we weren't a big...
Yeah.
Here's a good one, Cole. So I'm on the way back from the marathon, and obviously I'm looking at my phone for the scores. This came up, right? It says, this is on Sky. You know when they do that live, commentary?
Yeah.
Commentary. It says, Leicester 2, Swansea 0, 36 minutes. Everyone wants a piece of this side, but Leicester are showing nerves of steel. Sorry? What do you mean everyone wants a piece of this side? No, they don't. They're falling over.
Yeah.
Who on earth wrote that? Oh, yeah, because all the teams are going, yeah, we really want to beat Leicester. No, they're not.
No.
No one's saying that. Everyone is saying, oh, well, it's Leicester. Go on. Yeah, go on, Leicester. That's the thing. Unbelievable.
And another frustration, I'm sure you've got it, after Monday night's result, obviously a lot of my mates, mainly Man United and Liverpool fans, there's not too many Arsenal boys over here. The stick and the things that I was getting on Facebook and abuse about, you just blew it and you just threw it away and comparing us to Liverpool. And I'm sitting going, now, look, when did I ever mention that, we're going to win the league? We've been sitting second for... Do you know how long?
Not long, Carl. We've only been second for about 10 games.
Yeah,
before
10
that,
points behind and whatever.
Before that, we're sixth and seventh in the league. It was Arsenal that were top of the league about 12 games ago.
That's it. I know, and it's crazy.
And then us and Leicester have done great to climb up the table. And we haven't lost, any games. No one's slipped over. We've just drawn a game at home. First time in about five or six games.
I know.
Away at Liverpool, that was that they upped their game without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
It's.
And it's like you look at Liverpool and, against and how Newcastle.
How the mighty have fallen. Arsenal fans, instead of taking the mickey out of us because they finish 18 points ahead of us, like they did a few years ago, now they're taking the mickey out of us because we draw a game against West Brom and Leicester might win the league. That's where they are now.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Where they are.
They all seem to forget that they drew with Sunderland. They are in the bottom three.
That is where they get their kicks now from Leicester beating us in the league.
Yeah. Steve, that's the big thing that we all need to remember. Yeah. That's the difference now that Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man United fans, West Ham fans, they're giving us abuse about being up there now. But here, I would have took that for years.
Yeah.
I would love to have been getting abuse for the last 5 or 6 years about, finishing second. You just blew the league. We're there now. So that's the difference. So,
Your runners up. Brilliant. Yeah. right, who else we got here? We've got Nick Einington. Where was the pod last week when we were buzzing? More so feeling around the club this week. Yeah, sorry about that. Sandeep Kumar, if we do buy Michy Batshui, as Poch has said, how do you feel he would replace in the starting lineup and why? Don't know anything about him. Do you, Carl?
Who's that?
Michy Batshui.
I don't know who he is.
No, nor me. Wes says, do you guys feel we can stay second place? Fearing a complete capitulation, especially with Dyer and Ali out. That is a Spurs fan talking, isn't he?
A capitulation.
You can see Chelsea, really going for it against Spurs, can't you?
Yeah.
And some horrible score there. And then Southampton shutting up shop and nicking one. And Newcastle, not fighting for their lives, but like playing with a freedom because they've either survived or they're going down. And then it being like that 2-2 against Liverpool that they did recently.
Yeah.
Crazy. Paxton Coetzee, is this season the start of something big or have we missed our greatest opportunity of winning the league? We kind of answered that already. Simon Von Seal says, how many raps have you written about playing with yourself while watching new TV shows? Asking for a friend. We don't talk about that on this podcast. anybody else here? We've got Fosman who says, who should replace Dele Alli for the final three games? That is definitely something that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I just want to go to Facebook here because we've got a couple of comments on here.
I'll just quickly jump back to the guy. Was it Wes?
Go on.
What was his question again there?
About capitulation.
I don't think we will, Steve. I don't think we will. I think, you know, this squad's too strong to do that now, and Pochettino certainly won't let it happen. And I'm more than confident. Actually, you know what? I love it. Monday night, I really love it if we beat them. I sound like Kevin Keegan.
Yeah.
So, do you know, I think, you know, Man United will beat Leicester on Sunday. I think it's guaranteed. We'll go there. We'll beat Chelsea back to 4 points. Everybody that's been given a stick now since Monday night will start to panic again. Leicester will go to play Everton. They'll draw one each. We'll beat Southampton. Last game of the season, Steve. It's all up for grabs. So, no, we won't capitulate. We'll be there. We'll be there.
Got a couple more questions. Dan Jones has asked to plug his Just Giving page. If you go to our Twitter, I think I've retweeted that. And what do we have to do in the summer to make sure we challenge next season? Others will add to squads. Where or who do we replace or sign? We've talked about that a bit. Lee Moore, if we can't win it now, can we hang on to second? Davey Elder, say we finish second. We can get an automatic Champions League spot and a cash injection. Who do you think the Euros will? Do you think the Euros will hinder our chances of getting that quality forward we need? And how frustrating would it be to have our dealings done in the last week of play, the last week of the window? I mean, I like the last week of the window. I like all the excitement. I don't like it when we've done all our business
We've never done it early, but no, I think Davey's right in what he's saying. You know, I think that's a thing I never thought of till you read it out. The Euros this year always makes it a lot more difficult for teams.
Yeah.
Because obviously, are you going to want to go, say for talk's sake, Spurs want to sign Müller from Bayern Munich. You know, do they take the risk of getting in early and saying there's 35 million, 40 million for him?
Mm.
You know, say they see him as being that centre forward to come in and play with Kane. And all of a sudden, three games into the Euros, he gets his leg busted.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So these things will take a while just to sort of settle down. But I think the good thing about the Euros this year will be it will give, and I'm sure Poch will be there and scouts will give them a chance to go and look at players. You know, so that's going to be a thing. I think the business hopefully will be done a bit earlier. But I really, my biggest thing is where are we going to do it? I think we need a couple of sort of experienced Champions League players just to bring into the team.
Yeah, well, Van der Vaart was perfect, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, really exciting player. Didn't know too much about him, actually, before we signed him, but came in and a joy to watch. One of these, you know, just proper, you know, talented football players.
Yeah.
Who I'm sure was fantastic in training as well. But, you know, when you got the Euros, you know, do you buy some up and coming kid? I'll tell you what, I would like a new goalie, and I think that, you know, wouldn't Loris know, for example, the under 21 French goalkeeper or someone? You know, I keep banging on about this young guy at Southend who is in the Joe Hart mould. Terrific goalkeeper, I think. You know, I think you go for a younger goalkeeper who's happy to come in and learn from Loris.
Yeah, really a good point. It's a really good position we need to sort, because nothing against form, but he just gives me no confidence. So,
well, he's good looking, but that doesn't make him a good goalkeeper.
Good kicker.
His positioning is terrible.
Just doesn't seem to have a presence. Sure, no. He doesn't.
So thanks for all those questions. We will certainly talk about them, obviously, over the few weeks, particularly with transfers and things, and when Cole can think of any football players. Finally, then, we've got Chelsea coming up. Looking like Ali will definitely be suspended for the three games, rightly so, you know, because he punched somebody. You know, if that was Jack Wilshere, we'd be baying for blood, wouldn't we? And you can say that he was niggled and he was pushed and the bloke was horrible, but look, you know, I've got no problem with that. That's
football. Didn't even notice it, Steve.
No.
Fair play to the boy, Jakob. He never reacted to it.
No. And
Who
you know
knows?
what? I think we should do that more often. You know, if we play against somebody with a good player, get into him, be nasty. You know, kick him up in the air and all that sort of stuff that used to happen in football. No, but nothing wrong with it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Who comes in for Ali?
And sorry, before we go there, because we'll go
Oh.
through the team for Chelsea, what's wrong with Dyer?
Oh, well, Dyer got concussed. I think he was punched in the head by Lloris when
Right.
looking at it.
Is he going to be okay?
I think so. I mean, concussion, do you
Yeah,
really have
wig.
concussion for a week?
Yeah.
If not, I think the obvious replacement is Mason because Bentaleb doesn't appear to be
Yeah.
anywhere on the radar. Unless Wimmer comes in and you push Vertonghen on, maybe
Yeah,
he'd be
true.
all right.
Good call.
But I think he'll probably go with Mason. And so Ali's out. I mean, well, Dembele would keep his position, or would you push maybe stick Mason alongside Dyer and push Dembele up, or more likely, keep Dembele there with Dyer or Mason, and then move Eriksen into the middle and bring in Chadli or Son with Lamella,
Yeah.
or would he do something? Or will he look at it and go, well, actually, Tom Carroll deserves another run in, because basically Son and Chadley have come into the side, and I know they've only been given 10, 15 minutes here or there, but they haven't really looked very good, have they, to be honest with
I
you?
know it's been frustrating, Aidan.
Yeah.
Though Chadley's always a good man for a goal, so he is. But it's a tough one. But I think that's what'll happen. I love the thought of Dembele getting in there. I really do. But I think we need him. I think we need him in the other position. I
Yeah.
really do, especially against Chelsea.
He's a good
Say
tackler, isn't
he
he?
is, and he'll be strong in there against them. But
But
I.
he should have a shot. Okay, just going back to that West Brom game. How about when he couple of good dribbles? It's like,
Yeah.
put your laces through it, man.
I know. I know it. I've said it for years with him.
Yeah.
Remember against Arsenal a few years ago when I was over there with you, and
Yeah,
the
or go on for
chances he
go
created. I
run on
know.
for a little 1-2 or something. Dribble
Yeah.
past a load of players, give a little 1-2, but he doesn't. He lays it off and then he goes back. It's like, nah, keep going forward, matey.
I
So
know.
what would you do then? What would you do? Ali's out. Let's say Dyer's playing.
Yeah, I'd keep Darren Dembele, and probably for this game I'd bring Son in
Yeah?
just for his work rate, and he can pop up with a goal as well. I just
Sleeper.
think he'll give us a wee bit more than Chadley
Yeah.
on the night, and I think that's what he'll do. I think he'll play Son straight in there where Ali is.
Yeah.
I think he'll keep Eriksen where he is,
I think he
and
might.
Lamella where he is,
I think he
so.
might put Mason alongside Dyer, and push Dembele up.
Right. I would like to see that. I really
Yeah,
would, but
interesting.
I think it'll be the other way. But look, no matter what, the good thing is it's Chelsea.
Yeah.
We'll be up for this. We'll definitely be on. And after all their slobbering and all the things they've been saying, let's go out and show this team what they are.
Yeah.
And look, no matter what, Steve, and I've thought about this over the past couple of weeks, because really my head, and I shouldn't have done it, was jumping onto the Chelsea game. To me, this was the defining fixture
Yeah.
coming up. Was their supporters want it. But if you look at that team, like I watched them against Man City and against a couple of, they are poor.
They're not interested, are they? They've
They
got
aren't,
some
and
good,
those
they've
players
got
don't
great
care.
names, haven't they? Great
Yeah,
names,
they
but
don't
they,
care.
yeah.
Do you think Mikel and Fabregas, maybe because he's ex-Arsenal, but do you think Alex and Mikel and a few of these other so-called stars, William, and do you
Hazard.
think? Yeah, do you think they're really sitting down going, oh, I really want to beat Spurs because, we're 10th in the league and I really want to sicken them. So
No.
they don't care. They
No.
don't care, and we will care and our players will care, and I
Yeah.
think that'll shine through in the night.
Well, I hope so. I
Yeah,
hope
I
so.
really, you know what? If there's any justice in this world, we'll beat them. We'll beat
Exactly.
them.
Because we haven't beaten Arsenal, have we?
Chelsea.
Well, we haven't. What I'm saying was, we haven't beaten Arsenal.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
We did beat West Ham earlier in the season, but not in the most recent game. And these are the games where what give you the bragging rights over the summer. Do you know what
Yeah.
I mean? And although there's not that many Chelsea fans around, unless they're young kids, it's
Yeah.
still we still need a little bit of bragging rights. We got the Man United bragging rights, which is lovely. But again, we haven't got the Liverpool bragging rights. We haven't got
Yeah.
the Everton bragging rights. We've got the
Yeah.
Man City bragging rights. Once again, not many
Yeah.
of their friends, so, fans. So you know, we need the bragging rights on one big team, and you know,
definitely
Chelsea would be lovely.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see. We've got to get this. We've got to get top four, Cole.
Here, Luke,
could still finish fifth, you know.
Yeah, but I've got no doubts about it. We'll finish second.
Yeah.
We will finish second. You know, Arsenal have got, you know, they have Norwich this weekend, who are obviously fighting for their lives. It's a pity it's at the Emirates.
Yeah.
Then the following week, they've got Man City.
Yeah.
Now, what a game that is for both those teams.
Yeah.
And you can probably see a draw possibly written all over it, because both of them would possibly be happy with a draw.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it just keeps them that wee bit away from United.
Yeah, I'd be delighted with a draw as long as Man City win.
Yeah, yeah. Look, a draw or a Man City win that day, we'll be absolutely delighted. You know, and then do they play before? I think they play before us. We have the Sunday against Southampton. I think they do.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. We're probably the 4 o'clock or something. We're the
1:30, aren't we?
Yeah, we're the 1:30 game.
Yeah.
But no, look. Let's just get Chelsea out of the way. Let's go and turn these boys over in their own patch, and let them know what we're about now.
And Leicester will win the league. And you know, our first signing, even before the Euros, will be Mahrez.
Actually, there you go. There's a name.
There you go.
I'll give you an eye. Not even him. Jamie Vardy.
Yeah.
Soon as the season's over, 25 million. Are Leicester City going to turn down 25 million for Jamie Vardy?
At 29 years old?
Yeah.
No.
Go and get him. I think he'd be great with Kane.
Of course he would.
And you know what? The Euros, England should be playing those two. But they won't. They'll play Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
So they will. That's what they'll do. They'll play Rooney with Kane or Rooney with Vardy.
Yeah, because Roy Hodgson didn't think that Vardy dived. That's our manager. My goodness.
Oh dear. But no, look, Vardy could be the man, but will he do it again?
Right. Okay.
Yes, is that us?
So that's done. We're on the 40-minute mark. We cannot go over that because people get bored. They've got these other podcasts to listen to, Cole. How are they going to fit them all in?
I know.
We bang on for another 10 minutes.
I know, I'll be listening to a few tomorrow, so well. But look, it's not all doom and gloom. It's been a tough few days for us.
Yeah.
It really has. But look, there's a lot of great things out on Twitter and Facebook there. If you read like stats, you know, number one on everything. I seen a great one someone put up the other day. It was loads of stuff. You know, first time, you know, we've beat Man United in a while at home, and you know, the youngest squad in the league, the best defence in the league, the most goals scored, you know, everything, you know, going our way. And you know, for years, and I know me and Davy Elder and even Mark Nelson have chatted about it, you know, for Donkeys, we just wanted a team that competed and was up there and made us proud. And look, I've never been as happy, Steve, honestly. Wasn't expecting it. So, you know, let's go, keep going for the league, still not over, but let's finish above the scum.
Absolutely.
That will be lovely.
Thanks for Anthony Ferreira, by the way, for sponsoring me for the marathon. That's brilliant.
No worries. And me.
Thank you.
I might do it next year.
Yeah. Do it with me.
I'll do it in the car.
We'll dress as Hoddle and Waddle with mullets. All right, matey.
Okay, mate. Well, look, come on, you Spurs, on Monday night. Let's go and beat these Chelsea scum.
And we'll do a show next week if we win. And then we'll do a show each week till the end of the season.
Tell you what, Leicester get beaten Sunday and we beat Chelsea. We'll be doing the League is Back On show. The League is Back On. We're still going to win the league, guys.
Yeah, no, it'll be over by then. I'll tell you what will happen. Leicester will score early and they'll completely shut up shop.
No, 2-0 Man United and we'll beat Chelsea 3-1.
All right,
then. See if that happens, we'll win the league. Where do you see?
We'll see. All right, Cole. Cheers, mate.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.